You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is Kathleen Harper here from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council to give us our regular roundup of First Friday events. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Shelley.
We don't have much time, so we're gonna fly through these. What's on your list for September?
All right, we've got some really fun stuff coming up. So, of course, at the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, we always have our First Friday showing for our monthly artist, and this month it is Hollis Kitchen. Juno artist Hollis Kitchen, she is opening her show Dreamscapes, a solo exhibition of watercolor and gouache paintings that are inspired by the Alaskan landscape and weather and the uncertainty and spontaneity that kind of comes along with all that. So check that out. That's going to be really cool. We've also got the Alaska State Museum. It's the very last month of their Mug Up exhibit.
Oh, good. Thank you for the reminder.
The language of the cannery work there. And also, for those of you who are like, but it's so expensive, First Friday, you can get in free. Free admission. There you go. So if you're like, I just really want to go there, but I don't have the cash, now is the time. 4:30 to 7. So, and they've got a kids activity there this month, too, where kids can decorate like cannery labels to put on little mugs. So if you're looking for something fun for the kids to do, too, check that out. We've also got at the Devil's Club Brewing Company, print friends, Lorelei Miko, Megan Chambers, and Rochelle Benet. I'm really excited personally about this show because they're all my friends. They all work at the Juno Arts and Humanities Council or have worked at the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. And during the pandemic, these ladies formed kind of a little group of art friends who worked on things together. And they've got a show of prints that they have been working on that's going to go up there, and it's going to be really cool. So definitely check that out. There's also, if you are in the Valley and like, well, why don't we ever have First Friday in the Valley? Arctic Chiropractic has three Juno artists that are going to be out there from 3 to 7. That is First Friday only. So if you're out that way and you're like, ugh, downtown, there's a place for you to go check some stuff out too. So that's kind of exciting.
That's Arctic Chiropractic?
Arctic Chiropractic, yes. 2243 Jordan Avenue.
So. Okay. I think I know where that is.
Yeah. There's also, of course, Juno artist Christine Kleinhens is the featured artist at the Juno Artist Gallery downtown. She has got some really cool little tiny paintings on earrings and some little tiny paintings on, I think they're little mini canvases. So check that out. That's kind of cool. It's always fun to see what she's up to. And of course, the Juno Artist Gallery is a great place to find a lot of other art by local artists. So Black Moon Coven has local artist Daniel Todd with some various works. He's also doing live painting on Friday. So if you want to see the process, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, sounds fun. We got time for maybe one more.
All right. And then, of course, you can always go to Annie Kales and check out all their stuff. And all of this stuff you can find on the Juno Arts and Humanities Council webpage on the First Friday button. It'll have all the things listed, all the times, who the artists are, pictures to give you previews, all that fun stuff.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. That was perfect. We got through almost everything, and I appreciate your efficiency. Kathleen Harper with Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Go to the website, check it out. It's going to be a great First Friday. Thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you so much, Shelley.